Whether it's upstairs or downstairs, it seems that the school Wi-Fi tends to be an eyesore in many FHC students' classes. No matter the grade level, all students have experienced the hindrances of the Wi-Fi strength in the building, though some classes may have worse problems than others. Room 15, Ms. Lori Fay's English class, seems to be seen as the classroom with the slowest Wi-Fi, according to multiple students. Many of Central's students have experienced the struggle that comes from waiting for a Chromebook to load before they can start getting anything done. And quite a few of these students have had major technology issues over the course of their high school career. Quote, "It's just like one of those minor inconveniences," end quote, senior Natalie Shipley said. Quote, "If you're having a bad day, slow Wi-Fi makes it even worse," end quote. Shipley's description of the Wi-Fi matches the attitude of many of her fellow classmates, as she acknowledges how even though the Wi-Fi speed is quite a small problem on its own, the time it takes for a device to load can have a significant impact on the student's attitude toward school. Senior Allie Brower said the strength of the Wi-Fi seems to vary rather frequently. Quote, "At the end of the hour, it's harder for my phone to load because of more people getting on their phones towards the end of the hour," end quote, Brower said. Wi-Fi tends to act up during days where many people are using their phones, causing a multitude of problems in respect to communication during school hours. Shipley also has experienced problems with too many people using the school Wi-Fi at once during the weeks leading up to finals. "I feel like during finals, when everybody's on their computer trying to get to study for stuff, it gets really bad," end quote, Shipley said. The strength of the Wi-Fi weakens with each and every class that has a technology-centered study period on any given day, making it difficult to work online during school.